How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, is it all just a coincidence or am I some sort of magnet? That is the question that we shall answer.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is you. Thanks for listening. That wraps up this edition of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the... It's pretty much...
End of story. It was you.
It was you. I don't even know what your story was, but if you're asking, it's you. No, I mean, everything's interesting with these topics. So we'll jump into this story, but I'm going to give a little prediction that the answer will be it's you. We'll find out. I don't have one particular story, but I want your opinion on the many small yet paranormal events that have happened in my life. I think I'm an empath. Random people have always come up to me in shopping lines, out on the streets and markets, and just start talking to me about their problems without any reservations. I can read people's energy, and I know when there's something off about a person. I'm always watching my surroundings and studying body language, yet I'm still not sure if this is just a coincidence or if I'm a bit of a magnet for these things. I'm pretty sure I am this way because of the paranormal events. I did submit a call about staying in a dorm apartment by myself during the days of reading tarot cards and about the uncomfortable presence that decided to lurk around the corners of my dorm apartment while I lived there. But this is a small list of the happenings in my life that make me think I may have some sort of extrasensory perception or at least a heightened sense of awareness. When I was a toddler, around 3 to 4 years old, my mother would tell me that I would go or not go into my room because there was a bloody man in my closet. I was also afraid of the air vents. I'd see a dark smoke coming out of the vents when there wasn't any. This was in Barstow, California. She said that a priest came to the house and blessed my room. Afterward, it was like I had never even been scared of the room to begin with. When we moved to Bullhead City, Arizona, we moved into a house that was a mobile home, so you could hear all the creaks and noises the house would make. Around second grade, I'd be scared of sleeping without facing the door. Many times I'd see the door creep open. Not enough to be noticeable, but enough to know that over time it was quietly opening by itself. That's why I could sleep with the doors closed. I always felt something was standing next to the bed watching. I get cold in the summer, even though it was still 100 degrees outside. After we moved out of that house later in life, around age 11, another family moved in. After a series of unfortunate events in the family, fights, divorce, etc., they left and didn't explain why. So in order to keep paying rent on it, my family moved back in. This is where the strange happenings would occur. When we moved back in, we noticed upside-down horseshoes wrapped in red cloth hanging above the doors of the rooms. We didn't think much of it, but the atmosphere was heavy, and even though the summers were bright and hot, the house always seemed dark and gloomy. There was a sadness in the house that wasn't there before. Around the living room was a dining room, sitting room where my grandmother would keep the china, old records, and her porcelain dolls. The dolls didn't really scare me, but that area of the house did. Our living room was near that space, and you could always hear footsteps behind the couch. Our faucet in the kitchen would turn on without explanation, and the negativity in the air increased. Eventually, Divorce, drugs, and anger ran rampant among the adults in my family. All the while, the activity in the house grew stronger, at least more oppressive. My dad and stepmom moved to an apartment complex in the same city, and the house became my grandparents'. My grandmother noticed these sorts of things, but then again, she's also obsessed with scary movies and such, so I didn't think much of it until she began experiencing nightmares. Hypno... What is this?
I don't know. Hypnagogic?
Hypnagogic? Is that a word?
I'm going to look it up.
Hypnagogic hallucinations. That's one I've never seen before. Shadows and the faucet in the kitchen would turn on. My grandfather was always at work during the day, so she was alone most of the time there. She was so scared that she brought in my family, who goes to the Catholic Church like three times a week, and a huge statue of the Virgin of Guadalupe, and had a house cleansed every day for about 2 weeks. After the cleansing, she took down the horseshoes from the doors, came back to the house after this, and the house felt lighter, felt calmer, like you could breathe. My last event was in the new apartment my dad and stepmom were in. I shared my room with my brother every other weekend. Apparently, the weekend we moved in, someone had committed suicide in the apartment, catty corner to ours. Must have been while we were gone getting more furniture because we came back. Cops were everywhere. And since that time, I felt something in our apartment, especially in my brother's room. I'd come home late from tournaments and speech and debate, exhausted like 1 a.m, so exhausted that nothing could wake me up except I'd wake up every other weekend at the same time, 2:14 a.m. I noticed this pattern, and I always felt someone in the corner of the room, but I never acknowledged it, knowing that if I did, I'd possibly open Pandora's box. Waking up at 2:14 a.m. followed me until I was about 23 years old. It would happen in spurts, sometimes 3 weeks in a row, sometimes 4 days, etc. But every time I'd awaken, I would just open my eyes. It was like I'd never fallen asleep. When I was in my dorm, that's when the sleep paralysis and the hallucinations of dark entities started. 2:14 a.m. Not to repeat myself, but from age 11 to 23, I read the tarot cards unsuccessfully, or maybe successfully. Messed around with the Ouija board and was fascinated a little too much with the paranormal. I stopped all that, even though I love ghost stories. Noticing that I was going down a path I didn't want to go down, I started meditating, becoming healthier, and focusing on school and fitness. And at age 26, these events seemed like a distant memory. This turned out to be a long set of events. Sorry to make you read so much, but I wanted to ask your opinions. Just a coincidence, or was there something else? I got some more stories I'll submit later. From a floating table to encounters with what I think is my guardian angel. Thank you so much. Oh, thoughts on all that?
Number one, I want to hear the floating table story and the guardian angel story, because those fascinate me. But real quick, I did find out what that is. Hypnagogic?
It is something.
Yeah, hypnagogic hallucinations are hallucinations that happen as you're falling asleep. They're common and usually not cause for concern. Up to 70% of people experience them at least once. A hallucination is a false perception of objects or events involving your senses, sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste.
It's essentially sleep paralysis.
Yeah. You know, I had something happen to me the other night at that time. I was just falling asleep. And I heard somebody, it was like they whispered in my right ear, "Carol." And I jumped because I was like, "What? What?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm all by myself. I don't know what that was." So maybe that was a hypnagogic hallucination.
It probably was.
But it was kind of freak. It didn't really scare me, but it did freak me out because I was like, "Who said Carol?" Nobody said Carol. But when you're in that in-between state, I think a lot of things can happen right then.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you can have like that exploding head syndrome is what they call it, where you hear like a loud bang and it really was nothing. It's just in your head. But yeah, that sort of is a weird area to be in. I have it where I'm watching a television show and the sleep timer turns the show off, but the show is still playing in my head. And sometimes I'll be kind of halfway asleep, halfway awake. And I'll still be hearing the show, and all of a sudden it'll like take this weird turn, because I usually watch reruns when I go to bed and I know the show's pretty well. And I'll be like, "What the hell? Like, what happened in this?" And I wake up and the show's off. So I'm like, "Oh, it was my mind that was."
But I think, you know, obviously this person has some kind of, you know, it's been happening from a very early age. So I don't know that the tarot cards or Ouija board necessarily made it worse, because it happened her whole life, mm-hmm. it sounds like. So, but, you know, like things like they moved into the trailer and then other people moved in and they had a very dark energy about them, like lots of fighting and a divorce. And then when they move back in, or the grandmother moves back in, then they feel that on themselves. I don't know. It's like maybe there was something there. I mean, if they're putting horseshoes up, I don't know what an upside down horseshoe represents. I mean, horseshoes obviously are for good luck and good energy, I would think. So maybe these people are like, maybe this horseshoe will keep us from fighting all the time.
An upside down horseshoe over a door is a symbol that's believed to bring good luck and protect against evil spirits.
So maybe they were picking up on that, or maybe this family brought something in with them. But do you think, like, if someone brings something into a home, like you're living there, you're not experiencing anything, somebody else moves in and they've just got bad energy about them. Mm-hmm. Could that stay after they leave? Like,
yeah, I think so.
Maybe that's what it was.
I think sometimes if somebody's really shitty, that sort of energy lingers.
It looks like grandma knew what to do. She got the Virgin of Guadalupe and got the house cleansed.
And you got horseshoes. So, right? Yeah. You do all that, it's 100% guaranteed to not have spirits now.
And then what about this, though? About the... So everybody just take note. Yep. But waking up at 2:14 every morning, part of me is like, it could be paranormal connection. Like when that happened at my sister's apartment, that haunted one that she was living in. And I woke up at 4 a.m. mm-hmm. every morning for like 4 days, but because I heard a crash.
Yeah.
Now I think just waking up at 2:14 in the morning, can you kind of program, like it might start for one reason, but then you kind of expect, like, I'm going to wake up at 2:14. Well, I did. Can you kind of put that out there a little bit, like a self-fulfilling thing? Like, I'm going to wake up at 2:14. Well, I did. Again. Yeah,
I think that happens. I have that sometimes. We're all getting in ruts. We'll wake up at a certain time every night and like use the bathroom or something because I'm 88. And it'll happen around the same time. I don't know if that's paranormal. I don't know.
But she did say that she felt someone in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
After the guy committed suicide.
What's really weird is when you wake up at 6:66. That's.
Is that like 7:06 then?
No, it's 6:66. You have to wake up when your clock says it's 6:66 in the morning. You're like, oh shit, I overslept.
Something great. You gotta really I'm look going out to hell for. Today.
Exactly. When you wake up and that's the 6:66. What?
Damn it.
How is
Damn
that
it.
Possible? But it's 2023. Anything is possible, really. So from aliens. By the time this airs, who knows? Maybe we'll have been invaded by aliens at this point.
I don't know.
I really don't. I said to, because we're recording this on like the 13th of February. And if you're playing along at home, there's been a bunch of unidentified flying objects being shot down all over the place.
Well, and these weird balloons from China and like, what?
Well, then even China is saying like, well, we just shot some down too. I don't know if that's just them saying that. So it's like, look, we're having the same problem too. It's not really us sending it. I don't know. But, I don't know. I said to my fiance the other day, I said, you know, I kind of feel like we're in the first 10 minutes of Independence Day right now. It's like everything's going normal and there's like weird reports of objects being shot down.
All these stories are eventually going to start instead of ghostly and paranormal. It's all going to be. And then I was abducted by an alien.
And then I was abducted by an alien. It'll explain it all. And the show will be over. Well, it was just fucking aliens the whole time, everybody. Now, I don't know. Nothing surprises me at this point whatsoever. My cat is staring at me. I think my cat might actually be an alien, but
could be possessed by an alien.
It is possessed by an alien. Yeah, ooh, that's one. Possessed by an alien. It's usually possessed by a spirit, not an alien. That's a new concept there, Carol. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air and become a supporter. You can sign up to be a premium member on Apple Podcasts. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, the archive. It's all there for you ad-free. You can also do it on patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for all of us, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.